chapter 17.48.080, change to read as follows. A, vehicles, recreational vehicles, motorhomes, boats with trailers, buses, trucks, utility, construction, and enclosed trailers that comply with chapter 8.16, junk and or abandoned vehicles may be parked on residential driveways or parked adjacent to the existing driveway with a 4-foot setback from any curb, sidewalk, or street edge as to not obstruct the view of the pedestrians and or residents. While exiting the property, no more than a total of 2 of the following types shall be permitted for each family living on the premises: recreational vehicles, motorhomes, boats with trailers, buses, trucks, utility and construction, and enclosed trailers, camping trailers, travel trailers, or haul trailers. And no such equipment shall be used for living, sleeping, or housekeeping purposes when parked or stored, and shall not be occupied more than 72 hours within a 10-day period while parked or stored in any area within the incorporated limits, with the exception of local bluegrass homecoming day special event. See section 10.24.031. This amendment's on file at City Hall. Is there a motion to approve the third reading?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Block.
Aye.
Berman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Is there a motion for adoption?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays. Motion carried.
Next item is item number 14, draft ordinance amendment 2025-11, reference an amendment to chapter 2.10, administrative expense policy.
I drafted this because every year we get written up for the auditors for any kind of recognition plaques, retirement plaques, any meals, the fire department when they go training. If there's a huge fire and we got mutual aid, we get pizzas for everybody or something like that. So I put together, I got with seeing what a bunch of other cities had. So I put this all together and I emailed it to one of the auditors, and they were impressed and said that I did my homework, and yes, that should meet most of the guidelines, as long as the fire department writes down on the receipts, so when they do buy pizza, what it's for, the purpose. So that way we can prove to them what a public purpose is. Public purpose is the most important thing when you expend money. So that's the only thing we need to do is mark our receipts, what it's for. Is it for training, coordination of plant safety, policy development, just anything on the receipt that would show a public purpose. And this will meet that.
You have that writing from that auditor saying?
I have an email.
Okay, so I mean.
Yeah, I did. I printed it too, and I got it in my file. Good. So, but he saved himself by saying it should. So yeah, so I would like to propose adding this into our policy to see if we can at least get that scratched off our audit list sometime.
Council, are you okay with making the first reading at the next meeting?
Yes.
No worries.
Okay. Next item is policy and administration clerk's report, item number 15.
So when we got the auditor's bill, I was shocked. It was $9,542. So it went up $1,866. I had a very long conversation with them. They told me they wrote off $3,500 because one of the auditors went through and he was so confused on this. I feel like I should be charging them for my training, because they get these new auditors in and they don't know municipalities, like how we operate. And so they were fighting with me back and forth on local option sales tax, because 60% is supposed to be used for tax relief and 40% is supposed to be used for other lawful purposes. Well, if you feel that other lawful purposes is ordering pins with City of Bluegrass on it, that's other lawful purposes. So in my resolutions, apparently I wasn't saying whatever the expenditure is, it's coming out of which bracket, the 60 or 40. No, I put it in there like they told me to. List the 60, 40, and they can figure it out, right? So a long fight with them. I won it, but they took off $3,500 because they felt that was pretty in-depth, and now they said the other reasoning was because our tax increment financing is so complex, nobody has what we have because they don't have residential TIF. A lot of cities don't do it because of their schools. And ours is, I think there's 5 development agreements. He said, I do not know one city in the state of Iowa that has more than 3 development agreements. So ours is very complex. So he put together this huge worksheet that's supposedly going to help future auditors when they go to audit our books next time.
Well, it's like, I mean, with the fire department, me doing the books for the fire department, it's like we got to retrain them every year they're here.
It is.
It's the same thing. And they go, and then one asks you a question, why are you doing this? But the one previous told you to do it that way.
They increased their rates by 20% because they can't keep auditors. So they had to give raises and stuff to keep them. And they did say it has helped in their turnover area, but... You used to have it every 5 years. You had to have a full audit every 5 years. Well, then they made it, if you spend over $1 million, you got to have an examination audit every year. So now this is a burden to small cities.
$10,000 a crack, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. So.
Well, so with that, Council, I'm sure you have read page 2 with all the...
The liens.
I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that we placed just in the last 2 months of liens on properties for, I'm assuming, nuisances and lack of paying their garbage bill. And June, there was 80 accounts that were assessed a penalty for not paying their bills, and a total of 11 delinquent letters were sent out, all paid within the time, with the exception of 2 accounts, which liens are scheduled to be filed on those as well. So, I'd like to say it's getting better, but it doesn't appear like it.
I know.
Any questions about the clerk's report?
Software and the code book, I see that they're working on, but it's going slower than...
Yeah, the code books, because it hasn't been updated since 2008. I mean, I've updated, but they still have to go through with all the language and stuff. So now that we're going to get on a routine, it's just that first. And he said, when I call you with questions, it's going to be questions. It's not just going to be a simple phone call. It's going to be...
So are they going to release them as a... kind of okay them.
They'll do is they'll basically tell us what they changed in the book, and then we'll just adopt the book with the changes in it. We won't have to do individual ones. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have an idea on time frame?
He's supposed to call me this week with questions. So, and I had to send him the 10 that we've already done. Mm-hmm. Or I think we're up to 10. Yeah, 10. After tonight, I had to send them those, so they got to get those implemented in there too. So, and the software, we're supposed to start payroll in September and utility billing in October. So, keep your fingers crossed that we're getting there.
Okay. Comments for future agenda items?
I just want to meet with the sanitation committee, and since Cheryl's on it, Mayor, can you put a substitute person in there for her right now? We need to look at the rates, because July 1st the rates went up and we're paying more than what we're charging residents, so we need to look at that, unfortunately.
As finance person, I'd be happy to be part of that.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's finances too. So.
Yep.
Good. I'll get with you guys. That's all I have.
Okay. Is there a motion for adjournment?
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays, motion carried.
Aye.